flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Zach, did you notice I'm clean cut and looking good this morning? Oh, showered, yeah. Smelling good over here.
What do you have to do after this?
Going to a back to 30 rejuvenation session over in Greenville.
Are you going to need a ride home, or are you going to be good?
No, I'm good. I'm good coming home. I'm good on this one. Touche. Good on. The next level of skincare has arrived. I use their products now on my face.
Sure.
And they say give us 5 minutes, we'll give you back 10 years. If you notice, I'm already looking much, much, much better. I want you to go check out their reviews, because the single best advertising is what people say about them. So check online and do their reviews and see what people say. I'm looking at one right now where Dana says, back to 30 is definitely a place where I go again. They'll very friendly answer all my questions before the service. Loved every minute of my appointment. That's one thing I just want to encourage you to do, especially you men out there, and the men's Hello Handsome treatments that they have, whether it be with dermal fillers or Botox or any kind of advanced skin care, the facials, the laser hair removal, the microblading, the derma planning, the thread lift, any of the PRP facials. How about cool sculpting?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of your man boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all that stuff. I don't have any man boobs, but I'm going over to get my sunspots on my face. I got three of those big, huge sunspots, and they're going to continue that my second appointment. Looking forward to it. I trust back to 30. You can too. Just do some consultation with them. 864-372-3003. Get it?
3003.
Yeah.
You look 30. Great.
Well, I do. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, though. There's one person that I know that doesn't need to do this. It's my grandfather.
Right.
Today, January the 2nd, is my grandpa's 83rd birthday.
Nice.
83 years old. Born on January the 2nd, 1936. A quick story before we jump into Josh from Liberty and Special K on hold.
Sure.
Back when his mom was still pregnant with him, they went to the hospital on December the 27th because they were expecting a huge blizzard in the area. They stayed at the hospital for 2 weeks, and it was a $50 bill when they left the hospital back then, right?
Right.
She developed an infection, and they had to go back for another entire week. And the doctors just said, okay, come on back. They took care of him for another week, free of charge, and sent him on their way.
How about that?
People matter, not the money. Happy birthday, Grandpa. Enjoy it, and many, many, many more.
Many more, my friend. Many more. I have, you know, I told you on Monday's show that Clemson has now beaten top 25 opponents in 19 of the last 20 times they played them. These numbers are astounding.
Can I look at the text line yet?
No. No, don't do it. How about this stat right here? That in the last 4 years of the college football playoff,
yep,
Clemson or Alabama has won 10 of the 11 games.
In the last 4 years?
Yes.
That's a lot. Is that right?
Yep. Clemson and Alabama have won. The only team to win a game in the college football playoff the last 4 years other than Clemson and Alabama is Georgia beat Oklahoma last year. Alabama has won 6 playoff games. Clemson has won 4 playoff games. Ohio State has 2, and Georgia has 1. I mean, Oregon has 1, and Georgia has 1. That's it. Those are the only teams to win.
Of the 15, Clemson and Alabama have combined for 11
4,
of them, right?
6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13. We've had 14 games so far.
Jeez.
And Alabama and Clemson have won 10 of the 14 games. They've won 10 of the last 11 playoff games, Alabama and Clemson. Impressed?
Shocked, really. So not expanding the playoffs. We're going back to the BCS system, just the two of them?
Well, interestingly enough, Alabama wouldn't have made it one of those years. Alabama wouldn't have made it last year to the BCS. Last year it would have been Clemson and Oklahoma. But And on top of that, Mr. Orr 24.
Surely.
Clemson beat Oklahoma by 20. Alabama beat Michigan State by 38. Clemson beat Ohio State by 31. Alabama beat Washington by 17. Alabama beat Clemson by 18. Alabama beat Oklahoma by 11. And Clemson beat Notre Dame by 27. In the championship games, they face each other. So the margins hadn't been that great. Championship games have been close so far, except the first with Ohio State. The rest of them, Alabama and Clemson, have blown the opponent out. 10 of the last 11 playoff games won by either Alabama or Clemson. Crazy. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Reaction Wednesday. Paul Shiloh joins us tomorrow. Josh from Liberty's up next. Josh, thanks for hanging on. Hope you're doing well.
I'm pretty good. First off, I just want to say, Georgia, you just didn't belong. I'm sorry.
But they tweeted
sorry,
that they belonged.
Sorry, Georgia, so, man. No, they tweeted all right.
But they had an impressive loss to Alabama. Of course they belong. They played Alabama close, so they belong.
Man, I'm telling you, Texas run roughshod over them. I was impressed with that quarterback at Texas, Cody Ellinger, I think is his name.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with him. He looked really tough runs. Texas, I mean, I knew Tom Herman was good, but this is a big win for his resume.
Well, Josh, I've been telling about Tom Herman for a while now, so I need some credit with that one. No, he's great when it comes to upsets, no doubt about that. And the other side of it is that Texas is now officially back, and year three of Tom Herman, they're going to keep building down in Texas, no doubt.
Absolutely. Well, and as a Clemson fan, the most important thing is that we're going to another national championship, and I'm going to be honest with you. I keep telling all of my friends, I'm like, guys, man, we got to soak this in. I said, because the truth is, this ain't going to last forever. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but I was like, but it won't. I was like, eventually things regress. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to regress back to 7-5. I'm like, but there's going to be a time when we're sitting at home with a couple losses at some point, because that's just how it is. That's just the war of attrition when it comes to that sort of stuff. So you got to soak all this in. And it's, you know, it was amazing to watch them go back again and beat up on Notre Dame and, you know, old Coach Kelly saying, oh, well, he wouldn't be about four plays. Well, that's all it takes to win, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, it really just takes one. But, no, we don't say, well, you know what, that was a long play. We're only going to give you 4 points for that touchdown instead of six. We'll go ahead and just count that as six.
I'm telling you. He sounded so pompous in those interviews, though. I mean, it was only, you know, it was only four big plays, really. That was the difference in the game. I'm like, well that's kind of all it takes. You don't have to go out there and do this or that or the other. But, you know, I was impressed with Trevor Lawrence, and it's going to be a heavyweight fight, I think, in California.
I'm looking forward to it. I agree. Tua versus Trevor. I think that's going to be a fascinating matchup. And, you know, I remember the first time these two teams played each other in 15, and I remember walking out of the game. I remember Clemson got a lot of credit for that loss. Coming out of that game, people were like, man, Clemson looked great. I know you lost, but looked great. And it's almost like a moral victory. We didn't like it, but we said, got a lot of respect out of it. And the thought, I thought leaving Arizona that weekend or that week was, you know what? I mean, I think Clemson and Alabama are going to do it again. Now, I didn't know four straight years, so we leave Tampa, and the thought after that game was, man, you know what? I think these teams might do it again. We leave New Orleans last year, and we're thinking, I think these teams might do it again. I don't. This won't be the last time these two teams play in the playoffs, and maybe Tua and Trevor, this is just the first of two. Well, Tua might come out early, so it might just be two between these two, but you could see three times these guys play each other. It'll be a lot of fun. Josh, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Zach, I made the statement earlier. Trevor's going to win a national championship at Clemson. If he wins this one, he's going to win more than one national championship at Clemson. Special K is up next. Good morning, Special K. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all?
We're blessed. Very blessed. Hope you are, too.
I am doing good, trying to get all my ducks in a row to make it out to California. I guess you call those Clemson world problems, right?
I hadn't thought about it, but yes, great point.
Listen, I was thinking about South Carolina and how they're constantly kind of riding on this SEC bandwagon. I know we kind of beat that horse to death sometimes, but, you know, historically, strictly speaking, I think you could say South Carolina's hadn't been a tremendously successful football program. I mean, they have their moments when they're better, and they have their moments when they're down. But for the most part, they're kind of middle of the pack team, right?
Yes.
Yep. And I think you could pretty much say all of those same things about Clemson basketball, right? We're up and down, but for the most part, we're kind of a middle of the pack team, right?
Yep, I agree.
I don't hear a whole lot of Clemson fans out there. Maybe I'm just not hanging out with the right people, but I don't hear a whole lot of Clemson fans out there riding off of North Carolina and Duke in basketball and saying, "Oh yeah, man, but you know the ACC is awesome and we play in the best conference, and the only reason we're not there is because we play these teams." Well, maybe Rick Barnes said that, but other than Rick Barnes, I can't think of anybody else that says that.
Well, I tell you, another thing is Clemson fans would never pull for North Carolina or Duke or Syracuse or whatever, or Louisville, and try to say, "Hey, boy, this makes our basketball program look so much better. So go Heels, rah-rah Carolina, Lina, and go Mike Krzyzewski, and we love you guys. Go pull us through the national stage." Clemson fans would never do that in basketball.
Right, and we don't do it if North Carolina girls soccer goes out there and wins a soccer title, which they do about every other year. We don't do that. I don't know.
Well remember this, though, Special K. In the ACC, it just doesn't mean more. Remember, in the ACC, it means more. Until it really does it when you don't want to be there. So, you know, they always have that going for you. It means more when they want it to mean more. It doesn't mean more when they don't want it to mean more. When they don't want to be there.
Right. I hear you. One last point, if I can make it.
Sure.
Of the teams that were saying they deserve to be there, or the talking heads were at least saying that they should have deserved to be there, it looks like maybe of those, Ohio State was the only one that had a real legitimate argument about that.
Well, you know what, though? Ohio State should have got the hell beat out of it by Purdue. If you didn't like it, then don't get slobber-knockered by Purdue. The four teams that deserved to be there were there. And the four teams that the committee got it right, an undefeated Notre Dame team and an Oklahoma team that avenged their only loss of the season and won their conference and looked more impressive in doing it, and didn't get beat by got the snot beat on by four touchdowns to Purdue, deserved to be there. And that's who went, and the committee got it 100% right this year, no doubt.
For sure.
Special K, appreciate the phone call,
buddy.
Thanks an awful lot. Appreciate you calling in. I mean, if I've said it too many times, if Georgia wanted to be there, then don't lose to LSU. I got into the thing with Twitter yesterday that guy said, "We got to beat Alabama twice." Well, no, you don't. You could lose to Alabama. Tell me if you agree with this. If Georgia came into the SEC championship game.
Yep.
Undefeated. And Alabama's undefeated.
Yep.
And they play a close fourth quarter 7-point game.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia ends the season at 12-1. Georgia's in.
It's certainly more of a conversation. No doubt about it.
The Alabama loss didn't keep Georgia out. The LSU loss kept Georgia out. You know, the one where LSU ran it right at them and they had no answer for it. The one where Georgia couldn't run it. The one that they got physically beat up in. That was the game that kept Georgia out.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. For Ohio State fans. And Ohio State fans, I don't think I heard a lot from them. I know we're in a different part of the country. We're not an hour away. With that said, don't let Purdue beat you by four touchdowns. I'll tell you one thing that Clemson and Alabama have done under Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban, historically, they don't. This is a double negative here. They don't show up. They don't not show up. Whatever they in these head shaking games where you go, man, you got beat by double digits. How did that happen? You got beat by 10 points and 14 points and 17 points and 24 points. Those kind of things didn't happen. Go back and look at Urban Meyer's losses. And some of those, go back to Kirby Smart's losses. Some of those you go, now Clemson had lost to Syracuse and Pittsburgh, I get it, but they were close games and they had a chance to win late. Not the 14, 17, 21, 25, 30-point losses that you see all these other teams take.
I mean, aside from Clemson's game against Alabama last year.
Right.
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 That was a lopsided loss.
Yeah, that was three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right, yep.
I'm not going to take a whole lot away from Urban Meyer. He lost 9 games in his career at Ohio State.
Yeah, but look at did he lose 9 games total?
Yeah.
Wow. But with that
didn't
said.
Didn't even get the double digits in losses.
That's crazy. But with that said, let me give you those right fast because I know we got a break, but I can get these in for you.
Absolutely. Obviously, the Clemson loss, it was a double digits, a blowout.
Do you know who the other coach to beat Urban Meyer in a bowl game? He lost three bowl games.
I know Dabo, two of them were Dabo.
You know who the other one was?
It wasn't at Ohio State, was it? No.
Nope.
Do I know who the other one was? It's not Saban. Is it Saban?
Nope.
Who is it?
Lloyd Carr.
Really?
Yeah, when he was at
Michigan.
At Michigan, he beat him there.
Yeah.
Here's what they didn't do. He only had, let me see here. He had nine losses at Ohio State. Iowa beat him 55-24.
Okay.
That's a 31-point loss. The Purdue game this year, was it 49-20?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a 29-point loss. Oklahoma beat them last year by 15, 31-16. That's three double-digit losses. They lost a three-point game to Penn State. They lost a three-point game to Michigan State. Virginia Tech beat them by 14. Remember that game in Columbus? No, in Columbus, 35-21.
Did they go to Virginia Tech as well?
Yep.
They're home and home.
Michigan State beat them by 10. I mean, that right there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The last five losses, Clemson beat them 31-0. And then what was the Orange Bowl loss? Was that double digits? No, that wasn't double digits. But that's six or seven of his nine losses were by, like, big scores.
Sure.
One of Dabo's losses?
Six of his nine losses at Ohio State. Goodness gracious.
Alabama beat him by I'm sorry, only 18 last year, not 21, 18 last year.
Yeah.
Outside of that, a five-point loss to Alabama, a three-point loss to Syracuse, a one-point loss to Pittsburgh, and then you got to go back to Deshaun getting hurt at Georgia Tech where they got beat 28-6 with two pick sixes. Six-point loss to Florida State. I mean, it's
cold stout.
Ouch. How about the stat of the day, though? No, by the way, Clemson or Alabama will win Monday night.
Obviously.
So 11 of the last 12 college football playoff games will be won by Alabama or Clemson.
Become the first team ever to go 15-0. One of them will.
Yep. And can we call the winner of Monday night's game the greatest team in college football history?
I mean, you can have that conversation, I guess. It's hard to have that conversation, right? Different teams playing different eras.
Well, look who they would have beaten, though, in the playoff. And look at the, I mean, you're going to beat one of the best teams in the national championship. Plus, you beat everybody else. Plus, look at the margins they beat up on these teams.
I mean, I get it. But let's play Saturday. Let's play Monday first. And
you're right.
We'll talk about it on Tuesday.
You're right. You're right.
3:30 or 3 o'clock West Coast time.
Yeah, and then we'll have our show the next day at 3.
I'll be well rested.
5 o'clock West Coast time, dude. Not 3.
Don't we do a 6 o'clock show?
Oh, 3 a.m., yes. Yeah.
So, if it's 3 hours behind.
Not on Monday, though. You mean Tuesday.
That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do a 3 a.m. show. Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you meant on Monday.
No, we're going to do a 6 a.m. show on Monday.
Yeah. We'll do a 6 a.m. here. It'll be 6 a.m. here no matter what.
Yeah.
Good Lord, when the creek don't rise. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Get in touch with Carolina Flooring Specialist. When I mention these fellas and great girls there, these are the Garage Flooring Specialists since 1999. They have really nine designer colors. They have more colors, but the ones that they really enjoy using, the ones that are most popular, you don't need anything other than these nine. And we're talking about now they've done over 14,000 residential garages across the state of South Carolina, Western North Carolina. Combined more than 40 years of experience of doing this. And this 100% solid resin-based epoxy flooring, they do garages and basements and sunrooms and mechanical rooms and boat rooms. And on these industrial sites, they do break rooms, and it looks just amazing. They've done 4 million square feet of commercial industrial space.
Mm-hmm.
The Garage Flooring Specialist. Call Tim Worley today. 404-8158. He's going to answer your phone call. He's going to get his appointment set up, and he's going to take it and go. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com.
I asked him the other day. Like, that was the first thing they asked me. They're like, have you really seen Mickey's Garage Floor? It's really nice.
What'd you say?
I was like, yeah, it's great.
It is great.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah, how you doing? I have people all the time like saying. is Mr. War 24 really that cool? Like, is he the coolest guy ever?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's all a facade for three hours on the radio.
You really are cool. You really are cool. Our pastor asked my wife, because she had lunch with him, and we hadn't really met. We met, but we don't. And he says, is Mickey like really like that off the air, too, or is that just a show? He said, no, he's really like that. He's really that nice. He's really that cool. My wife, your fiance, my wife, they love us, don't they?
Probably too much.
But why? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
We're not that great.
No. Nope.
But they really love us. Yeah. That's really great. Short break.
Fold them again.
Chad from Columbia, hang on, man. Oh, before I take a break, Chad sent me a picture of his daughter yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
What a cutie pie she is.
There you go.
Goodness gracious. We'll talk with Chad after a short break on a Reaction Wednesday right after this.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Message and data rates may apply.
What ideas or ambitions have you sidelined because they seemed impossible? At Arizona State University, we not only help you achieve your goals, but we can make them bigger. And with ASU Online, you can achieve those goals from wherever you are. Learn more about ASU Online's more than 150 degrees, all offered 100% online. Text PROJECT to 66597. Again, that's PROJECT to 66597.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Here's the beautiful part of Harbin Lumber for 102 years now. Is that, you think they're going to make it business? You know, is they, the first 2 years are important?
Yeah, of course.
The first 102 are really important. If you make it past 102, you're going to make it. I used to say that like, they're the Rolling Stones. Like, Rolling Stones not a one-hit wonder. They're going to make it now. Mm-hmm. Harbin Lumber's the same way. When I mentioned Harbin Lumber, it's a full-service lumberyard company that's going to get you every single delivery in full on time, every single time. And I always talk to you upstate builders, remodelers, and handymen, but I want to talk to homeowners right now. And whether you're building your dream home or you're doing some renovations, your lifelong dream, and budget is a big deal for you, they can handle all of that. They got their own financing there. And if you're subbing it out and doing those kind of things, your own, let them take care of it. They're on door plant, they're on truss plant, they're on wall plant. They really love helping you and being a part of you, and they know that it's a major part of what they do is homeowners actually coming and buying themselves. Get in touch with them. When we remodeled our home, they were right there for us. My garage was full of all the supplies long before they needed them. The deliveries were there. There wasn't any waiting around on any of that. They didn't delay anything as far as that goes. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. I shudder to think what you're laughing about.
I remember when all that was happening, and you're living out of different properties.
Every week
hotels,
we had to move.
Apartments, whatever it was.
We were moving like crazy.
Oh, my goodness. You were miserable.
My wife says she almost divorced me. We were married. We on our honeymoon, they started it. We come back the first month, we almost got divorced.
Oh, man, you were not happy with that.
She'd have been wise to get out then. Getting a lot of text about weather in Santa Clara. Got some good news for you. Right now, too early to tell.
Of course.
Right now, AM showers on Monday, high of 60, low of 49, 12 miles an hour,
that's all right,
and only 40% chance of rain in the morning.
Listen, you water the grass in the morning anyway.
Right. On the other side of this thing now, remember, it might be foggy. It's San Francisco. Clemson's already played in the fog, beat South Carolina, remember?
That's true. Very, very true.
Let's get Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Boy, what a beautiful daughter you have, man. What a little cutie pie, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the reminder, Mick. But got two questions for you, so I'm going to set the first one up. Mick, I've talked to you before about double winners. You know, Clemson wins, South Carolina lost the same day. Mick, in your lifetime, has there ever been a double winner sweeter for a Clemson fan than Saturday was?
The only one I can think of is, go ahead. Reason you ask it, go ahead.
Yeah, so the reason I said that, Mick, so Saturday game day is a Clemson commercial. I mean, you got Herb Street on there talking about why his son chose Clemson and why it's a different culture and why he goes to all these universities and nothing is similar, okay? And it's not just the football staff, not just the players, it's the secretaries, it's the trainers, it's the custodians, it's everybody in the facility, it's the students, it's the president, and that every player is treated like a five-star, whether they're a walk-on or a preferred walk-on or whoever. Okay, so that was game day. Their bowl game, very rarely mentioned, if at all. And so then, you know, they end up getting shut out versus a four-loss Coastal team, maybe the worst division in college football. 28-0, where their quarterback, G.A., that's his new name, because that's going to be his future job one day, is a G.A., not as a pro quarterback, but where G.A. throws a couple picks, where they get completely shut out, Mick. This is after giving their O.C. a $300,000 raise, right? So you give a guy a $300,000 raise, an extension, and he gets shut out. You give your head coach an extension who's, you know, very well talked about, 1-11 versus ranked teams, but, Mick, he's also 5-16 versus FBS teams with a winning record, okay? And then this year he's 4-6 versus the Power Five. And so you give that dude a raise, you give that dude an extension, you give your quarterback coach a big raise and extension, OC Big Rays Extension, and you get blown out, okay, in a certified home game, 90 miles from your campus. So then, you know, by the time you get home, Clemson's up, you know, what, 23-3, but you know, at halftime, ends up blowing out a college football blue blood, the only game on television at the time, turns out to be an absolute commercial the whole day for Clemson football. Is that the worst day for a Gamecock fan, double loser, that you could ever possibly have?
The only day that would compare would be November the 7th of 1981. Because on that day, second-ranked Clemson went to Chapel Hill and beat North Carolina 10-8. And on that day, in Williams-Brice, Pacific beat South Carolina 23-21. That's the only day that's in the conversation.
Yeah, and Mick, I would even say this, because the playoff means so much, and that's all they talk about all year, and for us to just boat race Notre Dame and dominate them in such a fashion, especially after Georgia losing last night, where that was their only kind of saving grace that I heard was, hey, y'all should have been playing Georgia, blah, 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 and for Georgia to lose their three games to the three best teams they played all year just shows that Georgia was how soft they were and how much of a fraud they were all year. But anyways, Mick, this is my second question for you. The best quote Dabo Swinney's ever made, in my opinion, is before he walked out of the locker room one time, he said, don't let the family down. Okay, and that just gives me goosebumps in saying that. The second best quote, Mickey, of all time, he said was, we might not be favored to win the damn game, but we sure as hell ain't no underdog. Okay? And he said that right before we took the field in the desert out in Arizona. My question to you, Mickey, is the wrong team favored Monday night. And what I mean by that is, you look at the way LSU – I gained respect from UCF, being without their quarterback yesterday and them moving the ball on LSU the way they did. I just thought LSU would just smash them. And that really didn't happen. And then you look at Georgia last night just getting manhandled. Man, Georgia got hype because of the way they played Alabama, okay? Is Alabama the standard or is Clemson the standard? Because the public tickets, you can ask Josh Williams this on Friday, everybody's taking Bama. The line's dropping. Vegas is going to be pulling for Clemson. I think the wrong team's favored. I need your feedback on that, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
The first part of the phone call was very informative and factual about Muschamp's record and those kind of things. The second part is subjective, but I don't know how you can say anything negative about Alabama.
How much time do you have?
I got 4 minutes. Now, one thing that we could say about both Alabama and Clemson is that for the most part, their schedules this year, they weren't tested. I think we all know that when Alabama went to LSU and LSU was ranked in the top five, that's not a top five team, nor is Mississippi State, nor was Auburn. We think Georgia, we give them a lot of credit for Georgia, but, you know, Louisville and Arkansas State and Ole Miss and A&M at home and Louisiana, Lafayette, and Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee. Those aren't, you know, Citadel. Those aren't teams. We give them credit for Georgia. We give them credit for Oklahoma like crazy. Those last two wins have been phenomenal. I do believe that you can look at them and say, man, those three big running backs have had just unbelievable years. Unbelievable careers, not years. They didn't run it as well this year. But Damian Harris and Najee Harris and Josh Jacobs, that's physically intimidating.
Josh Jacobs scares me. Looks like he's just a tiny bit smaller of Derrick Henry.
I still say Najee Harris is the most talented one. He's a third-team guy. Tua, throwing it to Jerry Jeudy or Jalen Waddle. Man, that's scary, too. Or Ruggs or Devonta Smith. And I had a texter earlier this morning to say, well, thank goodness that O.J. Howard's gone. You know what? Irv Smith's just as good, if not better. Powerful offensive line. And on defense, Dylan Moses and Deontay Thompson and Quinnen Williams and Mack Wilson and Xavier McKinney and Raekwon Davis and Shame Carter and Afrony Jennings and Isaiah Bugs and Christian Miller. And I mean, there's just players everywhere. But I think you can look at Clemson and go Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant and Trayvon Mullen and A.J. Terrell and T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Travis Etienne and Hunter Renfro and Trevor Lawrence. And, I mean, so these are the two best teams in college football, no doubt about it. I can make a – I don't know if – I think Alabama should be favored. I do.
I agree with that.
I think the right team is favored, to answer this question.
But what's the line at right now? It was at six. Still? Yeah.
Well, let me make sure. I don't want to mislead you on that one because the lines do change. And this line will change a little bit, I think, coming in. It is at six right now. Start at seven. It's down to six. Speaking of six, 654 Roar.
This is why they pay you the big bucks right there.
27. That's the segue.
There's transitions.
Yeah, that is the segue coming out of all that. I would love to do this, Mr. Orr 24.
I would love for you to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy or whatever it is today and get another pair of the breakaway glasses.
You don't like these?
I can't do them.
Why not?
They're fine. They do the job. I'm sure you can see well.
Yeah.
I need the breakaways.
Why?
They become part of the Plyler brand.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What if I put a string on these?
No. Can you pull them apart? Can you?
No, I can't. I tried to pull the other ones apart, and they weren't meant to be pulled apart again the other time, too. Let me tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and our Palmetto Golf Report. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I will tell you this. I know Palmetto Dunes. I know what they do. And I think 2018, their 50th year, might have been their best year. And think about what they were able to do in 2018 and adding the pickleball stuff and more tennis stuff and some great golf conditions and winning more awards. It's seemingly these men and women just keep getting better and better and better at it. They think 19. I think 19 is going to be their best year yet. I want to encourage you, if you haven't been to Palmetto Dunes, it's a short ride down to Hilton Head. And I want to encourage families, make your spring break, make your summer trip. My mother-in-law was talking to my wife last night, and they're talking about, or yesterday, they're talking about June vacations already. People plan these kind of things. The earlier you plan these things, the earlier you make your reservations, the more money you'll save. It's Palmetto Dunes, the award-winning oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Palmetto Golf Report. Guess what, Mr. Orr 24? The PGA Tour starts back tomorrow. Century Tournament of Champions. Now, this is a small field. These are only people that won the PGA Tour event last year. And thus, we only had one player from the state of South Carolina win, Dustin Johnson, who won this tournament last year. He is in the final group tomorrow, teeing off at 12:40 out in Hawaii, out at Kapalua in Hawaii. So they are 5 hours behind. So Golf Channel tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. I love primetime golf, man. Rather than watching all the other garbage that's on TV, get to see some real cool sports here. It's the Century Tournament Champions, Dustin Johnson, representing the state of South Carolina. And our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out at PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful, award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Let's take our final break and let's come back and set up the final segment and set up the rest of the week's show and Monday's show. We'll tell you about that when you return right after a short break.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Civic Center of Anderson this weekend. Buy, sell, trade, guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, January 5th and 6th, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $8, kids 12 and under free with paying adult. Don't miss this gun and knife extravaganza at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Anderson, South Carolina. Tell your friends, bring your guns. This weekend, be there.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Rizzo breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. So much space.
Welcome back. Granger Nissan, a daily event I do now. I check the inventory. You know this. What do you think? I guess I'm going to have you do a stock report guess for us now. What do you think they're up to with inventory over there, Mr. War 24?
Hey, Granger Nissan?
Yeah. How many vehicles on the lot right now?
451.
Close. 463.
Dang.
Let me tell you how many. Let's go how many new cars are on their lot right now. 332 new cars. Home of the lifetime warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers right now. 2019 is getting off to a great start. The all-new Altima is raising eyebrows. The expressive design, the new engine, the all-wheel drive availability, and their Nissan Safety Shield 360. So much more. And at Granger Nissan of Anderson right now, you're talking about a huge inventory. I'm looking at this. Oh, this is a beautiful blue one here. Got that like candy apple red one. I don't know what that, you know, colors, you call them all kinds of things now, but go test drive it today. Actually, come in and schedule a test drive today. They'd love for you to look at this awesome brand new 2019 Altima that is raising a bunch of different eyebrows. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 different packages of Altimas. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, Granger Nissan of Anderson, 324-0650 or 3510 Clemson Boulevard in the Electric City of Anderson. The good news, I do have good news about this game and ticket prices. People are having a hard time getting out there. And cost of living in LA, I mean, in San Francisco, I should say, in California altogether, it's expensive. I don't think hotels are too bad. I think they're right in line with most major cities. But the flights of traveling 2,500 miles for folks, it's just terribly difficult. And now I will tell you the good news is you got a ton of options flying into Monterey or San Jose or Sacramento or San Francisco or even Reno or Vegas or LA. Some neighbors of ours are flying down to L.A. This is pretty cool, Zach. You want to hear good ones?
I'm listening.
Our neighbors are flying into L.A., renting a truck, and going up the Pacific Coast Highway and camping on the way up.
Camping on the way up.
Yeah, they're going to do, they got a little thing for the back of a truck and some air mattresses and all that kind of stuff. They're going to camp on the Pacific Coast Highway. Very cool.
That'd be very fun.
Yeah.
So you don't strike me as a camper, though.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a roughneck, buddy. I can take care of that. I can tell you that.
Real ruffian.
But the good news is there's a bunch of different places to get to. Remember we did this out in Arizona the first time, people flying in into all around Arizona, flying into L.A., flying into Vegas, flying into Phoenix and Glendale itself, or Tucson, all this kind of stuff, El Paso, Albuquerque. So you fly in all these places, then you kind of drive some. I get that. But
where are you flying into?
I don't know. I guess maybe San Jose is the closest one, but I don't know yet. Yeah. I got my itinerary yet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have friends that are going to Alcatraz, and I have friends that are playing the Olympic Club.
Uh-huh.
Man, what a nice trip this could be.
I would go ahead and make sure you go to the bathroom before you take off.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this is the type of plane I'm familiar with, it's just a little tiny litter box in the back corner there. There's no enclosed space.
I'll tell you what Milstead found out about this plane.
What?
It's pretty good. Cruising speed's 483 miles an hour.
Yeah, she'll move. I told you.
Yeah.
You were curious about if you're going to hit that
2,800 mile range. I don't think we have to stop.
I don't think you will either.
I'm going to signal something to you what this plane cost.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there a dot in between that?
Yeah. Oh. No dot. No dot. Man. And he also told me what it cost to fly it out there.
Oh, I'm sure it's, yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Your uncle does this. Your uncle's loaded.
My uncle does well for himself.
So remember that one time, where were you going to go where he picked you up? Where'd y'all go? He picked you up here and then dropped you back off here or something?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Y'all went to a game.
I've never flown private.
He was going to pick you up or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out.
Did not work out.
What game was that?
The Orange Bowl.
Yeah, he's going to fly down, stop at Oconee, pick you up. A friend of mine's a sports writer, and he's got a buddy that flies him to games, and he's a guy from Myrtle Beach, and this is really cool. He picked him up in Greenville, but when he came back, his wife couldn't make it over to Greenville, and like right before it took off, he goes, "That's okay, we'll stop it over in Oconee." So he got like 5-minute ride. I got to make more money, man, to afford this kind of stuff. Here's the good news I'm trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket prices are dropping.
Plummeting.
This is a little bit like what we saw in Arizona. When in Tampa, where everybody can drive, tickets went up to outrageous amounts.
You're doing press box or are you buying tickets?
No, and I'm sitting in a press box. I can't afford tickets out there. Tickets dropped 28% since yesterday, according to Tony Crumpton, a good friend of mine at TigerNet. Only $245, according to Ticket IQ. Lower level tickets for $550 now. You can get them so much just under the $200 barrier right now. The ticket price right now, 2019 championship ticket, like $309. It's like an average price right now. I don't know what the get-in price is. So it's dropping. It's the bottom has fallen out in the last 3 or 4 days. People are having a hard time getting out there. Also, I think that, and I was told this yesterday, Alabama and Clemson fans are frustrated by this digital ordering system that both schools have that are just kind of confusing about how to order. So you're starting to see ticket prices fall, but that's not the big deal. The big deal is just getting out there. And I saw where like GSP's adding flights, but it's hard for folks to pay that kind of money. I get that. I do have some good news for you. Can we talk about future sites? Because
Atlanta.
Bear with me here.
They go to Arizona again next year, don't they, though?
One of the two. Next year is Atlanta and Arizona.
Yeah. And the championship game is?
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
So that's good. So conceivably, you could do Atlanta and New Orleans.
Did you drive New Orleans last year?
I drove New Orleans last year. It's not bad. And I'm going to take some folks off here. Driving back through Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Mississippi, you're not Mississippi very long. I'm sorry, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
You're not there very long, but.
But you don't want to be there long.
No, but Alabama's worse.
Really?
Alabama's kind of a depressing state. There's not a whole lot there. The state of Cyclone's better than Alabama, I can tell you that much. So here you go with the college football playoffs as far as the semifinals and finals are coming up. off by the national championship. The national championship next year is in the Superdome. In 2021, it's in Miami. So that's doable, right? 2022, it's in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. Then 2022, California. 2023, Houston. Houston, is it bad to say, Mr. Orr, 24, they're like, I could get halfway. I get to Texas. Anything out on the side of Texas, man, becomes a little bit of an issue, right? Would you agree with that? Like half the country, like 1,000 miles or 1,200 miles, yeah, that's doable. Getting into 2,400 miles in Arizona.
Take California. The Great American Road Trip.
I wish I could. We could do it with equipment nowadays.
That's what I'm saying.
Next year, playoff games, Peach Bowl and Fiesta Bowl. The semifinals of the 20 and 21 games are in the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl. So you could conceivably, in 2021, it could be a tough year. You could get Rose Bowl and where's the championship game in 21? You could get Rose Bowl and then Miami. That's not too bad. Get one, you know, one of those games. I do have some good news for you here, though. In next year's football schedule, the only game you have to fly to, in case you're going in 2019, is the Syracuse trip. Next year, road games, you go to North Carolina. That's a drive. You go to South Carolina. That's a drive. You go to, my computer here messed up. Quickly.
You can drive Syracuse. 13 hours. You're good.
Nah, I can't do that.
Head up 81. You'll be all right.
I can't do that. Next year, road games for Clemson. At South Carolina is a drive. At Louisville, it's a drive.
Oh.
NC State's a drive. North Carolina's a drive. Syracuse is a plane ride. Charlotte, hopefully next year, is a drive. And then maybe Atlanta would be a drive. And then New Orleans could be a drive. So maybe just one plane flight next year.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. The plane stuff is just... It gets tough.
Hey, you're going to hate flying commercial after this.
No. I've never done.
Oh, boy.
No. Just never worry about that stuff.
Will there be a Wi-Fi service? Will there be a beverage service?
I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about that stuff. I don't know.
Beverage service?
Brad Hughes is my All-State agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes.
Is there an in-flight meal across the country?
I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of All-State. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the All-State Insurance Agency. Today, I'll forgive Georgia. They didn't want to be there.
Do you think the show
they
movie
felt
in
disrespected.
Flight?
They didn't feel like that, we're better than Texas. They didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
We'll forgive Georgia. Georgia's above the Sugar Bowl, silly
Georgia.
Rabbit. Of course Georgia should be playing in the lowly Sugar Bowl. No one would expect Georgia to actually be fired up about playing lowly Texas in the bowl game beneath us, the Sugar Bowl. Of course no one wants to know that. They should have been playing the national championship game. They should have got a bye to Monday's winner with Alabama Clemson. Let them wear each other self out, and then Georgia plays them. The best 3-loss national championship team I've ever seen, University of Georgia. Of course, Alabama and some of those national championships, they count. They might have counted a three-loss national champion, too. We can't expect Georgia to be fired up to play every football game, even though they talk the trash on Twitter. You don't have to walk the walk if you're Georgia. No. If you're Georgia, you just talk the talk.
Sure.
There is no walking. The walking of walks doesn't matter if you're Georgia.
The walking of walks does not matter.
No, it is the talking of talks that matter. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I think we're both going to become some big Chelsea fans over the next couple of years here. Four-year deal. Christian Pulisic going from Borussia Dortmund to Chelsea on a $73 million move, more than triples the highest ever paid fee for an American football or soccer player, depending on where you are and where you're listening right now. Congratulations to Christian. He will finish the year at Borussia Dortmund and then join Chelsea in the summer. A lot of Chelsea shirts going to be seen around the States. Very excited for the move. Should be a lot of fun.
No, that won't happen. I can just go and tell you that off the bat.
Go Blues.
No. Come on, Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea.